Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.
Speaking of Josh Conway, here he is for Harmac Holmes.
And I was listening. Thank you, Tom. I wish. I'm alongside Grovedale coach Daniel Fraser and Kingy in the nice embroidered K-Rock coach's polo too, which we love.
Look at that.
Not great for radio listeners, obviously, but trust me, he's wearing it. Fraser, welcome to K-Rock football, mate. We're just speaking off air. How excited are you?
Oh, look, it's very excited. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. Really excited. Obviously, it's been 18 months in the making today, so there's obviously a big crowd here and two pre-seasons. We're ready to get into it. So, it's very exciting.
You've made, you've had a plan to invest in youth since you've joined the club, and there's plenty of young players out there this afternoon. Is there a couple that listeners should be listening out for today?
Oh, look, I'd say to you that I'm really keen to see young Brady Campy's development down in a key position down back. He's bigger and stronger than 2 years ago. Harrison White's certainly one to look out for. Finn Parrish is really developing his game. So, there's a few of them out there that we're pretty excited about, not just today, but the rest of the year and the years to come. So there's plenty of them, but they're three to probably keep an eye on.
Fraser, thanks for joining us. 15 kids through the Grovedale Junior program is just outstanding. Two-thirds of your side are kids that have been around Burdur Reserve. Does that make for greater investment in the future success of the club?
Oh, I think it is, because those kids have been here all their lives, and it means a little bit more to them when they get presented a jumper before the game for their first senior game. You bring guys in from outside, they can always buy in, but when it's your home club, I think it means a little bit more. And the other side of it is, like, your Grovedale supporters, they want to see the Grovedale kids play. That's the other side of it. Like, it's always nice to bring a big name in, but they love to see their kids come through and put a senior jumper on and say, that, hey, I've watched that kid for the last 6 years, and today he gets his opportunity with our big boys and the seniors. So it creates a bit of excitement off the field as well.
How excited were you when Geelong named Asava Radicalia in the VFL last week, which basically guaranteed that Ryan Abbott would be here this afternoon?
Oh, it'd be fair to say it was a little fist pump. I'm not going to deny that. It's just great to have Ryan on board this year. And look, I was probably always excited about getting you back to the club. I understand the situation there, but we'll certainly support Ryan in his VFL commitments. But we love to have him back. I'm certainly not going to be arguing about having him back at Burdu when he's not playing at Geelong, I can assure you of that.
And I'm sure there's a bloke about 5'2" that wouldn't be too upset in Nathan Deans if we'll have it rammed down his throat by Ryan.
Oh, I think he sends me a text most Thursdays at lunchtime just to confirm what's going on. So I have to sort of, mate, I don't know yet, just hold on a little while. So, Nathan's definitely thriving having Ryan back in our club environment.
Daniel, Jason Doherty, good to meet you too. And good luck today.
Thanks, Jason.
Look, I just wanted to have a quick chat about the coaching group, because obviously with a young team, you need some good coaches. You've got fairly well-assembled coaching group. Jacob Spaulding, obviously many people know locally. Waldo, who's a Grovedale legend and was at Bell Park. I've known Andrew Clark for a while, and he's a very good operator. So the boys and you must be very happy to have that group around Grovedale.
Yeah, I'm certainly excited about that coaching group. It was important when I took over that we kept a Grovedale feel. Mm. So obviously Wally's been part of the furniture. He stays on board. I was able to meet Andrew Clark and entice him back to the footy club, which wasn't really hard, to be honest. He wanted to come back, which made that chat really easy. And then obviously Jacob comes in, and he comes back with some VFL experience and TAC League experience, and he's been wonderful with our group. And it's just a good mix of old and new. Obviously myself, like, I've had a year here, but it certainly gives us a good mix of Grovedale and new ideas. So I think we've got the group really well set.
How hard was it with the year off, like, and then pre-season? What was here at the club in terms of how did you start again? Basically, you were ready to go last year, and it all sort of collapsed. And then how did you get it going again?
Yeah, well we sort of early on we sort of stayed in contact with groups, and they did training over Zoom with our fitness guy Kevin Hepburn. And then we sort of went to go middle of the year, and then it was cancelled. So we sort of let them go. We thought, well, we could keep them training, but then they're going to be cooked by the time we start November. all of a sudden you get to February, you know, the season's done. So we actually just tipped them out and then looked to bring them back in November. We did about 6 weeks. We did an extra week before Christmas just to speed that process up and then come back in January 13 this year. So apart from just tipping them out when the season was cancelled last year, we've probably added an extra week, but we've kept it pretty normal, to be honest.
A player Jace has seen a lot of over his commentating journey is Braden Mitchell. How will he fit in and what role does he play? Is it a key forward or is it more your third option up forward?
Definitely the third. So Braden will provide a good presence. You know, we've got obviously big Tom Gillett down there, Cam Delaney. Braden plays as that third. We're hoping he can do a bit of a mix of some stuff, work in the air and obviously a bit of ground ball stuff. He's got himself super fit. Like, I reckon he's dropped 5 to 10 kilos since he's come from GDFL. He really come down motivated and he wanted to hit the track in good form and fit. So he's given himself a really good chance. He's really got some X factor. There's some little things we're ironing out of his game, but in saying that, he's been a really good addition to our footy club.
How much is Lachie Smith a better footballer for a pre-season with Geelong VFL?
Look, he trained really well with us last year, and I think since he's got the contract down there, he's gone to a new level. He's a young kid who dots I's, crosses T's. He's been a really good influence. He's like a sponge. He just wants to get better, and he's really invested in Grovedale. Yeah, he's come back to us a better footballer. His skill level's just gone to a new level. And not only that, he's just a ripping kid. Like, as much as he's going to be a really good footballer, whether it's a VFL level or back with us, he's just a ripping kid to have around the club.
Jack Simmons had a stunning 2019 with GFL Rookie of the Year, but he's not in the 2 o'clock side. Can you tell us why he's not being considered this afternoon?
Yeah, no, really simple. He hasn't trained enough. So you know, as much as, you know, if I sit here, I'd say to you, Jack's certainly in our best 22. We've been really strong on our culture and standards, and part of that is you have to train to play at Grovedale. The theory is if we keep accepting them old habits of I'll turn up when it suits me, we're going to finish in the same spot again. So basically I've had that chat with Jack a week ago and said you haven't got the runs on the board at training. You're going to go back, spend a bit of time in the midfield. He's certainly part of our plans. He knows that, but it's probably bit of the old Ross Lyon comment, mate. You know, got to educate one to, sacrifice one to educate 1,000, and Jack's probably part of that, but certainly part of our plans, but just hasn't done enough pre-season.
Couldn't consider Mitch Tuddenham today, your East Point recruit. I was doing a bit of background on Mitch Tuddenham. He's got some good pedigree. I think a couple of flags at East Point, comes over here for a crack, but just fell short with a hamstring issue.
Yeah, it went down on Thursday night, unfortunately, so and started to play some really good footy last week. Just the longer the game went, the better he got. So really disappointing to miss him, but hopefully be back in a couple of weeks. But he's going to be a really good player for us and certainly going to lift the standard of the competition. And his pedigree, as you said, off the field, again, just a ripping person to bring into our footy club.
Most coaches want to play the 1 week at a line at a time card, but surely you've looked at your first month of the season, or first 5 weeks, and gone, there's some real opportunity here. You get three games against clubs that finished outside the top five in 2019. You get Bell Park included, and Leopold, who we know have got their injury issues at the moment. Do you have a marker in line for after five rounds, or is that putting too fine a point on it?
Oh, I'm just going to play a straight batty thingy and just tell you I'm worried about Bell Park today. That's where my energies and efforts are going. Look, we'll just take it a week at a time. We've actually probably broken it up as a club into a game day, training well on a Tuesday, making sure we're better, being ready to train well on a Thursday, and being a young group, I certainly don't want them looking too far down the track. We've just got to get better for the now and speed that development up. So, I'm aware of the fixture, but I haven't put a lot of time into it. My energy's gone into Bell Park today.
What type of coach are you on game day? Are you emotive or are you...
Look, I'd like to think I'm pretty down to earth, but you'll probably see a different Daniel Fraser at 2 o'clock. I don't know, but I'd like to think I'm pretty structured and a good communicator and just nice, clear, and concise with my messages and implement what we've been doing at training. So,
and you know the coach's box is next to our broadcast position.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, the commentary box is next to us. So I'll be listening to you guys too, by the sounds of it. So yes, no, I'm aware of that.
Touché. Well played, Fraser. Congratulations on getting to this point. We wish you the very best of luck this afternoon. Your first game in charge of this wonderful football club. Go well, and we look forward to talking to you post-game.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, and good luck with the call today.
Daniel Fraser joining us for Harmac Holmes.
The Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.